All right, welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live on this Friday morning. Well, never short of big ideas. Elon Musk yesterday unveiling Tesla's plans to build what they're calling a humanoid robot to, you know, do what robots do, help perform repetitive tasks and the like. Yahoo Finance's Dan Halley stopping by now for all the latest on Halley, what we saw yesterday at Tesla's announcement and sort of, I guess, what it means, what it doesn't mean, where it fits within the overall conversation about Musk and Tesla right now.
Yeah, what did we see yesterday? I think that's kind of the real question. That's not a robot. At least there, you know, maybe that's a mock-up of the robot that you're seeing. But what walked out on stage next to Elon Musk was just a person in a suit. And then he admitted, guys, this is just a person in a suit. He also said it probably won't work out of the gate. So really good kind of for your investors when you hear the CEO say, hey, here's a guy in a suit. It might not work. They're basically building this, as you said, to have work for repetitive tasks, tasks that may be dangerous for people. He went in to talk about how this could provide universal basic income at some point or be a means for universal basic income. But really, what this is mostly supposed to be a showcase for Tesla's sensors, its batteries, and its capabilities as far as that kind of technology goes. And it's worth pointing out, by the way, that robots, you know, like what Boston Dynamics has, things along those lines are really difficult to put together. You know, you've seen the ones that recently were filmed doing parkour. That takes a long time. And, you know, the design looks nothing like what Tesla has. So it's probably not going to happen. I mean, this is what Elon Musk is known for. He drums up this kind of interest. And then it takes a long time, if ever, for us to see these things. Think of the wild roof solar panel issues that we've seen about, you know, different vehicles coming out in different times that he did not originally say whether or not we'll have autonomous vehicles running anytime soon. So take this with a grain of salt, but still very interesting. The other thing they announced, which is more tangible, is their new D1 chip, which is an AI chip that they're developing in-house that they will be using to better work out some of the issues with self-driving capabilities on their vehicles. And that's something that I think is important. And this really just kind of is meant as a means to attract new people for Tesla's AI efforts, as well as their kind of efforts in different ventures that they're working on. And I think it's you know, an interesting move. It gets people talking about Tesla. We all talk about the company is, you know, an automaker as well as a technology company, and that's kind of what this helps them do. I do think it's worth pointing out that this comes just a few days after the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration announced that they were investigating or launching a probe into 11 crashes of Teslas using at least autopilot, or in some instances, perhaps it's full self-driving mode, which crashed into emergency vehicles. A lot of them, of course, happened at night. And this is kind of something that's thrown Tesla into the conversation again about whether or not they overbrand what they offer. Autopilot and full self-driving mode sound like you can use them without being attentive. But specifically, when you look at the support page for both of those, they say in no uncertain terms that you need to be pay attention while using these modes. So it's interesting to see Tesla rolling this out at this point. Obviously, this was scheduled way before the NHTSA probe was announced, but still interesting to see how they continue to try to innovate in this AI space.
Hey, just real quick, Dan, as we see an event like this, you mentioned that the realest thing, for lack of a better word, was that chip that they are developing. Any kind of timeline on that?
Yeah, that's probably going to be coming relatively shortly for them. You know, and it's also interesting, by the way, to point out that they have serious competition in the AI space. Now, this is going to work for Tesla. It's going to be in their own systems. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be offering it to other companies, although that could be a good play for them down the line, considering that, you know, they are known for AI, but they also have to contend with the likes of Intel, obviously, and NVIDIA, which is, you know, basically making hay about its AI capabilities. And, you know, that's where they're making a lot of their money now. So I think it's interesting to see more and more of these companies working on their own AI chips and taking on bigger brands as they do it.
All right, Yahoo Finance is Dan Halley with the latest on Tesla's latest big moonshot. I'm sure their AI plans will land somewhere in the general idea of where they're planning. Maybe not a full robot, but certainly something interesting. And as always, some of the technology will work in a Tesla. And that's ultimately the point of where that enterprise is headed. All right, Halley, thanks for stopping by on this Friday.